welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you're able to join me for the broadcast today. I'd like to continue right on with a message that I started on yesterday's broadcast about the difficult times that we sometimes go through. The Word tells us, and there are examples in the Word of times of need and times of temptation and times of trouble. As I shared on yesterday's broadcast, one scripture I've always loved, for in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. That's Psalm 27:5. And as we closed yesterday's broadcast, we looked at Psalm 77, where Asaph said, "This is my infirmity, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High." That in that psalm, he was describing how his spirit was overwhelmed. He was not able to sleep. He was just going through a very, very hard time. And he felt that God was silent, that He wasn't answering him. However, he resigned himself to submitting himself to the hand of God. He was willing to keep trusting God. He said, "This is my infirmity. This is where I'm at. But nonetheless, I will remember the years of the right hand or the favor of the Most High." He knew God's blessings, and he was going to hold on in spite of what it looked like. Some of you have been going through such trials that you've prayed and it seems like there's no movement, there's no answers, and you're really at your wit's end. You don't know what to do. The answer, beloved, sometimes we don't want to hear it, but it is to keep trusting God. We all go through difficult times. And in fact, there's a book of the Bible devoted exclusively to that. And that, if you might remember with me, is the book of Job. You know, I have a dear friend she lives out of state. But years ago, somehow I made reference to the book of Job. And she said, "Oh no," she said, "she did not read the book of Job. She didn't go there." I thought she was joking, but she was absolutely serious. She was just, not wanting to have any kind of negative thought, negative confession. Beloved, that's not negative confession. If it's in the Word of God, it's reality. And beloved, Jesus said, "In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer." He didn't say just be of good cheer because you're not going to have trouble. He said you're going to have trouble, but you still can be of good cheer because He has overcome the world. Ecclesiastes 7:3 says, "By a sad countenance the heart is made better." So even though pain does not come from God and sorrow doesn't come from God, yet God uses it to correct us and direct us as well as to perfect us. And so we need to learn to submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God, to humble ourselves, and then in due season He will exalt us. We need to be content. Isn't that right? That's what Paul said. He was counseling Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:6-8, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. Having food and raiment, let us therewith be content." And that word content, that contentment is a noun. The Latin root comes, a word means to hold in or to contain. And so the definition of contentment is to be satisfied or freedom from care or discomfort. Now that doesn't mean that we're going to have every whim satisfied and every desire met, but our needs will be met. And we need to be satisfied with God meeting those basic needs and not be as materialistic as the world is, who are never satisfied. You know, they get, you know, a TV, and then they're not satisfied a few years later. They want a bigger and better one. So we need to be content with those things that we have. Another parallel thought is found in Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Let your conversation, or manner of living, if you will, be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he, that's the Lord, that said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Philippians 4 and 13 says, a familiar promise we all stand on, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. But, beloved, think about this. That strengthening grace of Christ comes to us when the secret of godliness with contentment is discovered. Psalm 37 and 23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. We know that as we put our hands and our lives into God's hands, that He will direct our paths. Isaiah 33, 5 and 6 says, the Lord is exalted, for He dwelleth on high. He hath filled Zion with judgment and righteousness, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times, and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is His treasure. Praise God. The New International Version says, He will fill Zion with justice and righteousness. He will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure. Beloved, it's not about us. It's not about you, brother and sister. It's all about the Lord. And God wants you to learn and understand what He's doing in your life so you can share and help other people. You know, that's when Job was healed. What did he reached out and prayed for his friends. And then he was healed. Praise God. So, beloved, I want to take just a moment now, and some of you, I sense, are really needing the strength of the Lord, His power in your life, because you feel at the end of your strength, and I can certainly relate to that. There's times you feel that, and I have felt that, you know, you couldn't take another step. But God is with you to strengthen you, and as you pray with me right now, God's going to do that very thing. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank You that we can call upon You in the time and in the day of trouble. Lord, in the time of temptation, in the time of weariness and weakness, Lord, You will be our refreshing. You will be our strengthening. And Father, right now, I lift those that are struggling, those that are going through heavy battles, Lord, that right now in the name of Jesus, You will lift a standard against the work of the enemy. Lord, You will cause Your holy angels to be dispensed in behalf of Your beloved. And Lord, they will minister to them, as Your word says, they've been sent, the angels, to minister to the heirs of salvation. Lord, I thank You for Your impartation of power right now, strengthening them with power and might in the inner man, strengthening their physical bodies. And Lord, those that have been stressed and have been out of shape because of the pressures and the demands placed upon them, Lord, I just release Your sweet peace right now. Lord, that they can just take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath and just breathe in the very peace of God, which passes all understanding. Lord, thank You for what You're doing. Thank You, Lord, in these times of trouble, even the times that we're going through in this natural world, Lord, there's so much going on, Lord, and we just look to You as our peace, who've broken down every wall, and Lord, You've made us to be complete in You. We thank You for that. Praise God. For the Lord would say, my beloved, this is a day that I've chosen to visit my people. I will cause my word to be spoken, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. This is a time of telling forth that which is settled in heaven. Every word of God is settled in heaven. And as my word declares, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word is forever settled. It is written, it cannot be broken. and I will cause the word of God to be spoken with boldness in the anointing of my Spirit. The word will be more than words written upon pages of paper. The word will be spoken by the mouth of God to go forth into all the earth, and it shall bring forth my purposes, that there shall be an abundant harvest. Beloved, I have seen the times of weariness. I have seen you as you've walked with bowed head and said, Lord, how long? You have walked in weakness, but now, beloved, you shall walk in renewed strength. You shall walk in my strength. You've stumbled in darkness, but now you shall run with swiftness. You shall run in the light, for the light of God is increasing. In days past, you've had a shaft of light, but now the whole sky shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, and your path shall be full of light. I'm causing my glorious voice to be heard, and the things which are of the earth are being shaken. Principalities and powers of the heavenlies are being shaken, but my people are receiving those things which cannot be moved. Beloved, I am your God, and I am a consuming fire, and I consume in your midst the dross, the carnal reasoning, and the sources and causes of your unbelief. Then my faith will be in you, a pure faith, untarnished and unlimited by unbelief. Look no more to the left or to the right. Keep your eyes upon me. Keep your eyes upon my word. Hearken diligently, for my word goes forth in these days to perform that which I have ordained from the very foundation of the world. The things I have ordained unto this generation shall now come forth. They shall be spoken, and they shall be fulfilled, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, it's been a blessing to share the word with you today and to allow the Holy Spirit to speak into your life. I am grateful for the privilege that God has given through the ministry of correspondence, as well as this daily radio broadcast. I do invite you to be with me tomorrow at this same time. And I also, if the Holy Spirit's moving upon you, invite you to be part of my spiritual family. I don't beg for finances. My letters don't even mention offerings, but my desire is to encourage God's people. So I invite you to write, and the announcer will give you that contact information. Thank you for listening, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.